Yo.
What up?
Nothing, dude. So listen, bro. I was in the shower, right? And okay, so I was thinking and I was like, this all just came together to me in the shower. There's you I think you'll get it. So you were like, yo, we're not from here or whatever. We're not. And I can totally prove that. So there's multiple different aspects of it. I just watched a show, right? So a wolf has turned to a chihuahua over the course of 15,000 years, dude. That's how long the bond between man and dog is, right? We have changed that wolf to that, okay? To a chihuahua, 15,000 years. We still look pretty much the same. You know what I'm saying? Our technology has advanced, but for the most part, we all still have fucking the same build. The difference in wolf and chihuahua is like a 30-foot human and like a 6-foot tall person or some shit like that, whatever. Okay, so we haven't changed in 15,000 years, dude. So I was thinking about it. You ever try to like connect your phone to any of this new shit that we have?
But like, what do you mean?
Yo, I don't know. I bought a printer, man. And Bluetooth connects to this, to that. My phone connects to this, to that. You know what I'm saying? Do you have issues connecting your apps to anything ever, or does everything work flawlessly?
Once in a while. I mean, I really don't fuck around with Bluetooth much. Maybe once in a while, I'm trying to
Okay.
listen to music on the TV or whatever, but.
All right. But, okay, so the easiest way that I'm saying is like, we all have problems doing this, right? Like, if you have an Apple phone and I got an Android phone and we're trying to both hook up to this same printer, it's a fucking nightmare. Okay? Almost like, we'll say like you and me and somebody else, we're all different, dude. All right? So, how can I say this? Nothing connects because we need one unified software. Everybody has to have it, or else it won't fucking work. Well, I don't feel like people understand this whole fucking mechanic. Apple and Google and all these big ass companies, they're fighting their own software, and it's only dividing us farther from each other, right? You know, and that's really what it's doing because Apple doesn't hook to Android, doesn't hook to this, doesn't hook to that. It's all the same as like American doesn't mix with Chinese, doesn't mix with fucking Israeli, doesn't mix with fucking Hindu. Okay, so we have all these different languages that people speak on the fucking planet. Now we have program languages that are ran by these massive companies who have the most money, market, buy my shit. It's all selfish agenda, right? Okay, right. So we have just like now, so we had languages, we have mathematics. Now we have computer languages run by these big companies, which are essentially countries almost in the fact that they're money controlled.
True,
All right, so, right. Now, we need a unified language, right? That's for the greater good of all humankind because we can't fucking send shit back and forth to people. You know what I'm saying? It's
dude,
like
I think
nothing.
that's where,
That's what
like,
this
the
is,
whole
dude.
quantum internet shit's gonna
Dude,
come in.
bro, we are not from here, okay? And this is.
Absolutely
Okay,
not.
so now you go all the way back in time. Every single civilization has this same set of gods. People that came down from the sky. Dude, bro, we are in the middle of a war, and it is a inter, uni, not inter, it's a universal. We are here to find the universal communication and currency standard for the universe, dude. We
Dude,
all,
that's what I'm
dude,
thinking that whole quantum
bro, we all think.
computing is coming in.
Dude, when dude, that's us as humans finding, inventing. We're finding, and the thing is now we're all so divided. The only way we're ever gonna get through this is until we all decide on one thing. Dude, the Egyptians got dropped here. They have their shit. The fucking all these different civilizations are massive, bro, and they all have cheated. Everybody's meddled, blah blah blah. But now we have the internet, which unifies us. So I'm saying. Yes, I don't think the moon's a fucking, like Ann said, it's a base or some shit. We
It is a base. It's not even real.
are the center, right? We are the center of more or less a chess match to decide through unbiased means because what's going to happen is the playing field has been leveled. Look at the Egyptians. They got fucking leveled. All these big things, they got leveled. America, now we're really run by fucking money. China, blah. We leveled the playing field with the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? We're leveling. The universe constantly levels the playing field.
Hell yeah.
And we as a people are going to have to come together. Dude, they're going to show us on June 1st that UFOs and shit are real. Dude, like, fucking, we have to come together as a people to find this standard. And who better to do it than black people, white people, Chinese people, all these people that fucking hate each other.
Yeah,
we as a human collective have to say, okay, enough is enough. This is what we need to do so we can, because we can't move. And, dude, that's what we're here for, is to decide the fucking communication programming and the universal standard for money. I got chills talking about it. Dude, that's what we're fucking here for, bro.
Dude, it's happening right now.
I know it is, dude. And I don't think it's already done. We're deciding it right now. And we are, like, on the cusp. Like, you know when you're about to come, but you're about to fall over the edge of a waterfall, but you're afraid to? Dude, we're right the fuck there, man. And, yo, that's what this shit is. Dude, there's no... Dude, there's no doubt in my mind. Yo, we terraformed it with a meteor, okay? Dinosaurs, all that shit, we terraformed it. Then all these people got to drop their civilizations in different parts of the world. We all got the same fucking gods and people that came out of the sky. We dropped them all at different times. The playing field has been leveled by famine, by people meddling, by whatever, whatever. Yo, Elon, I had a deja vu this morning. I was reading an article about Elon launching interstellar fucking rockets, dude.
They're
gonna skip like three layers of one. They're gonna skip like 9, 10, and 11. They're gonna go straight to like this 12 or 15 and launch that bitch. Yo, we're like right the fuck there, dude.
It's happening right now.
Shoving us, dude, and like this technology shit. Everybody's divided, bro. It's so easy that it's so simple, man. Like, we're all divided over politics, just like we're divided over fucking China and U.S. Just like we're divided over Apple and Google, bro. Yeah.
The biggest fucking thing we're divided by? Religion.
Well, then that's, dude, and that's what I'm saying. And that's another thing that we each fucking, dude, it's a huge-ass RPG. Each fucking, fucking race, whatever the fuck you want to call it, drop their people at different times, dude. Yeah. And obviously, it's impossible to stop meddling, dude. Yeah, you could be dropped with nothing to start, but... it's impossible, you know? Like it, yeah.
You've heard of the Anunnaki, right?
I believe so.
Those are the ones that fucked with us. Like I don't know if you ever like heard of Nibiru or Planet X or anything like that.
No, not yet, dude. I'm not going out there yet, but I've been digging in here, dude, for some shit.
Well, apparently the Anunnaki and shit have like, if you watch like the Fall of the Cabal,
I watched that shit.
Yeah,
I seen that.
Like, but then they got like the Fall of the Cabal Part 2, which explains like
I haven't how these seen that
Anunnaki,
one.
Like they came down to fucking take our gold because they need that shit on their planet, and what they did is they turned us into fucking slaves, fucked with our DNA, like all that shit, and just turned us into fucking zombies. Like our DNA is supposed to have 12 strands. We're only running on 2 right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because we're not complete.
Yeah, exactly.
Because dude, that's what I'm saying. That levels the playing field.
Yeah, exactly.
To everybody, man. Because they're like, well, I mean, what better way to make a fucking decision over the course or over the fucking span of all these different, once again, races, religions, countries, tribes. Yo,
so that's the best way to keep everybody divided. You can't have a society with everybody fighting each other.
Right, and that's what we're here to find out. Yeah. Right, and when we find it out, right, that's gonna be one, dude. Everybody's trying to connect their washer to their dryer to their fucking phone, dude. And it's now on the simplest form for us to see. That's like me trying to connect to you, trying to connect to fucking Anne, trying to connect to Brent. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't fucking. We're all different people. We have to be on the same fucking page, dude.
Exactly.
Dude, and we're there, bro. Everybody's tired of it. It's like it's gotta come out. But yo, like that's so simple. I was in the shower and I thought of that, dude.
Dude, you got your power water.
Bro, dude, I fucking fully feel like I'm somehow connected to water, because when I get in the shower, it's like sticking a battery in a flashlight, dude.
Yeah, right.
And you sit there and you run in the current. It hits your conscious right in the back of your head and runs down your back to your subconscious. Bro, that's like, I love water. I don't understand it.
Like when I was talking to you the other day about the fucking pineal gland and shit, like the vaccines, like the food we eat, the fucking
shit
in our water. If your pineal gland is 100% active, your body creates the DMT. Like you can fucking travel anywhere you want to in your fucking mind.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, dude. And That's where it goes back to 15,000 years. I watch this show on dogs, dude, and they're like, yo, dog, man has had dog for 15,000 years. Bro, and we transform a wolf to a chihuahua. We do by slaving. But we don't have those things? How is it that we don't have something? We all look the same still, which means something's changing, dude. You know what I'm saying? And it's got to be inside, bro. There's no other fucking explanation, dude. You know? We weren't meant to change. We were set here, you know what I'm saying, to do very, very well what we're doing. We are not evolving. Exactly. Everything else is evolving past us, dude.
Yeah, we're like third world.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, like, right.
Planets out there fucking flying around.
Right, and they're all advanced. Right, they're all advanced. They're all different. They're speaking different fucking languages. They got different fucking money. How else better to fucking unify everything than a more or less long-term scale where each place can decide and they can fight, you know what I'm saying, the whole planet, dude, because we're going to have to unify to do that, and there's no way we can't. We'll either die and kill each other all off, or we'll figure it out. And, dude, this quite possibly could be the seventh time this fucking planet has ran through this scenario where they just nuked the fucker with a fucking asteroid, like the dinosaurs, because those were probably here before they terraformed this shit. They probably just nuke the fucking planet and start over again, dude. You know what I'm saying? Each one of those civilizations could easily be a new beginning of what started. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so wack, dude.
What you were saying about Elon, that he's watching all those SpaceX shits up there.
I like him, dude. I don't know what you said. Like, you said, what's up with him, dude? Yeah, tell me.
He's been launching those SpaceX and shit, and these are these fucking satellites for this new quantum computer shit.
Right, and well, that also, he's been launching satellites, they go for Starlink, the satellite internet shit. And that, dude, that shit's gonna be good.
And you can't, it's all by blockchain, you can't fucking hack that shit.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, even better, dude. Right, perfect, universal-wise, that's, he's like pushing that shit.
It's all gonna come together, like, well, I think he was Black Hat, but I think he flipped. I think he was ratting people out.
Probably.
And then he wanted to use his technology.
Bro, out of the evil comes good, dude. Look at us.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
He very well could have been fucking, the worst of the worst, and then realized that it's totally possible, dude. I mean, look at the shit I've done, dude. Right, exactly, dude. Right, so I'm saying it doesn't make us bad people. Totally. Well, that's what I'm saying. He seems like he would be that. And you're right, like, Trump, he'll probably come back in this 4-year mark.
I think he'll come back by the end of the year. I think shit's going down.
We need this unify thing, man. It's going to be huge, dude. And that's what it is.
The thing that's going to unify us if the truth comes out, to realize that we've been fucking lied to our whole entire life.
We and the thing is it's because we're not all on the same page, dude.
Exactly, and that's how they control people. The
goal of humanity in its own is to benefit and help each other. I've learned this. Once I stop being selfish and doing mad drugs, like drugs, and you know what I mean when I say that. Like that shit's mad selfish-wise, like that. And it's now that I see so much shit, but I don't know, man. It has to be. There is no other reason, like, dude.
He's sitting around drinking a fucking case of beer.
Well, once you get so far, dude, you're done, dude.
Yeah.
But I don't have, sometimes I drink here and there. I write shit on a white, I got a whiteboard, dude. I fucking,
I got a fucking shit face last night.
It's just the fucking other shit, man. Like the ice, the ice is chemically manufactured by one of those groups, dude. You know what I'm saying? To kill people down. Yeah. Like, and that's, bro, when I stop taking their drugs, stop taking the medication given to me from fucking doctors, and I started eating fresh from the fucking planet and drinking legit fucking water,
that's what they say, like, it's gonna come down to, like, we need those fucking minerals from, like, vegetables and shit.
Out of the most horrible shit comes good. Yo, we had COVID that locked us the fucking, it did to me. Dude, it locked me away from all my family, just my kid, in a place where people die, you know what I'm saying? And I can't work, dude. I'm, like, stuck here, dude. And these are the things I come to because I'm like, yo, I'm not going out in the outside world. I'm just sitting here thinking about why we do shit.
I think COVID fucking woke a lot of people up.
I fucking wanted to put on there that it was a blessing for me because it is. Because it's either what you make shit, bad or good. Yo, they want to give us all money so we're all lazy bums and they think that we'll all just be money hungry and sit inside and to feed off their shit. Yeah. But what they're doing is they're feeding people like me who are waking the fuck up and fast. You know what I'm saying? And
it's happening.
It's fucking wild, dude. I wish I, like, there's no, I don't know how to tell. Like, I can't, I don't know how to make a blog. Like, I don't know, like, just post, like, it doesn't even work. Like, I could use Facebook to push things, because Facebook and these things that are this horrible mind-washing, brainwashing shit, I can use these for good. I have before, but it's like, how do I fucking, dude, my God of War thing I made, I fucking wrote that shit out. And it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know how I can tell people about it besides, I don't know. Yo, it wouldn't happen if I hadn't read that book. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here if not for COVID, dude.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have the ability to sit here if not for COVID.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude.
Everything, like, dude.
I should be fucking pacing around my fucking house just cussing everybody out because fucking COVID, I don't have a job. And I'm just like, I'm so fucked. I don't care.
Dude, yo, I robbed my neighbor, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, Berg Third, dude. And I gave everything back, and I'm... Dude, I'm not even worried about going to court. Like, I'm going to probably take it to trial and be myself and just tell my story and let that shit ride.
Right.
Because I don't take anything anymore, and I won't. I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
You know? Like, here I am.
You never know what...
Dude, this shit blacked me the fuck... Well, I have a history with fucking being a drunk and alcoholic and blacking out and all that, and like... Yeah, dude, and I'm fucking, dude, I'm gonna take that shit to trial and stand right in front of those people and be like, this is exactly who the fuck I am and what I've been through, and this is the mistake I made, but this is what I've done so far, dude, and they're gonna let me walk, dude. And yeah, I'm not even afraid about it. I'm not, like, no. I'm not.
And if you fill yourself with, like, negative thinking, that's gonna happen. Sure, right. Bad will happen.
Right, and you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I'm saying, and, like, that's the power that we have, and it's like I said, it's shit that's that... otherworldly power, dude. We're not from here at all. We definitely are not.
No. I think we come from the star system Vega. That's what I've been reading shit like.
I don't know, like, where, dude.
Channelings and fucking...
It could be right in this solar system, dude. We don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so we launched the Voyagers and shit. You don't think somebody could have just picked that? They just picked that shit up after we launched it out of here, bro. They were like, oh, here, just set it in this fucking room on this fucking planet or wherever and just let it chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, they're not going to let us find anything out. That's why we went to the moon and they were like, no... They have the pictures and shit, but they're like, yeah, no, this is what this is. And those people...
We've never been to the moon.
And those people, when they found that out, they took over it. That's what they want. They took that as advantage, and they used it against us, dude.
No, NASA's to cheat. Fucking evil bullshit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's the meddling that comes in. The fucking, like, the coronavirus or the manipulating the fucking people in the moonlight. All these things are people meddling, and they've all leveled... They keep leveling the playing field. I don't know if it's like... a rule to the game, or the fact it's just the universe, but, like, dude, the Egyptians had so much shit, but they fucking are gone, and so aren't the Mayans. All these like, huge civilizations, they got built, and they disappeared, like...
They just said, see ya, we're out.
I don't know what, that's what I'm saying, I don't know what it is, but it's... I don't know, I fully feel that we're here to decide the standard of software communication and currency for the entire universe, galaxy, whatever the fuck you want to call it, dude.
It's coming, dude. It's coming.
Because we could just be different sets of people from different galaxies, and that's what we're... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Well, and that's what I think we are. Like, in...
They can't drop us here with all the shit to see all over the galaxy, then we'd know. We'd have to start as fucking...
Yeah, right.
You'd have to start as fucking pretty much people with zero knowledge of that, which would be 15,000 years ago.
To be honest with you, like, I don't even think, like... For some reason, I know there's space out there, but I don't think we've actually been inside space. In space. I think, well, Hillary Clinton said years ago, she's like, I just want to bust through the glass ceiling. I think we're in a fucking dome. And if you watch that new fucking King Kong Godzilla movie.
I didn't see it yet, but I know what it is.
Oh my god. That's like a fucking red pill right there.
Well, dude, a lot of... Yo, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to see. Tell Ann, did you watch the movie, the Disney movie Soul?
Oh, no, I just seen previews of it and shit, and that's exactly right.
Bro,
there,
like, watch those with the glasses on, dude.
Oh, no shit, yeah.
Dude, the more and more that you could see the hue of that glow around people, it's fucking weird. Yo, that right there, I was trying to tell... No, Kyle's like, I don't watch fucking Disney movies. I'm like, bro... If you were like me and you were a fucking rebel and you had a message to get out and you could had the option to get a job at fucking Disney to put something like that in movies, would you do it? Yeah. You don't think that there's people like that all over the planet? I mean, there's good people that have, they have, you know, we're all trying, and it's those people that are trying to send a message Dude,
well, this is like movies now. Who famous do you see in fucking movies now? Nobody. They're all fucking dead. They're all gone.
Right.
Pedophilia, child-eating fuckers. And then, like, I just watched a movie with, it's called, Nobody.
Yeah, it's I did notice that. And the movie theaters are still fucking pretty closed, bro. The one here is closed.
Nothing is coming out. Like, no new movies are coming out. No Hollywood actors are coming out saying, oh, you don't fucking see anybody. We're silently taking down the evil in the fucking satanic right. bullshit. In
this dude, country. And that's, bro, that's us leveling the playing field. Q, when Q's like, oh, wait till you learn who's talking to you here. Dude, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like, dude, there's got to be something where if they learn that the game has been meddled with, because you'd have to have fail safes for like a chess game. Dude, if they know that it's been meddled with, they have to be able to balance the system back out so that it still gives the desired result, or else it would not fucking work. So you have to have fail safes like that. Like, these fucking shitbags somehow got the fuck down here and fucking did this and started this chain of events. Now it's grown and it's fucked up the game that much that we have to level it out. COVID and the fucking presidential shit. Blah! Level that shit. And that's what's coming, dude. And we're gonna... We have the internet now, dude. I can talk to somebody in China if I want. And I can see that live stream. All these things, dude. Like, dude, it's there. We're like I said, it's whatever the word is you called it, but it's like you're about to come, but you're scared. It's like the edge of a waterfall, bro. That's where we're at, dude.
We're reaching up they call it the precipice, where everybody's at their fucking tipping point and getting ready to fucking say, hey, this is not fucking right. Let's change it.
Well, and that's what we're supposed to do as humans. We've done it over forever.
That's why we were sent here, because I've been reading shit that...
Right. 100% to decide that shit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they asked us to come to this fucking planet to save this planet.
Right.
And at first, we were like, no,
I think they asked us, like, our faction. That's what I'm saying. I think that there's different groups. It's like a fucking... It's like Risk, bro. Like, a bunch of different sets, maybe like 5, 6, I don't know, of the biggest kingdoms or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they'd call it. They set their people here at the same base level, but everybody's corrupt, and they're obviously meddling throughout the course of thousands of years or whatever. So we have to come through and wipe shit and flatten it. But, yes, dude, that's what I'm saying. And, like, yeah, that's, we are, dude, and it'll be... All of us collectively, because we all started the same, I think, is what they're saying. Will all of us unified together will make that decision. Because that's what we're for. It's perfect.
Our bodies are just fucking life paths. Our soul is like what is what who we are. You know
yeah, dude,
like,
I totally think we're going to fucking see that in our age.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I've been reading like some fucking... Like Source Light shit.
Dude, I want to see the galaxy, bro. I watch all types of... Magellan TV is dope, dude. I know I wanted to. I can't wait.
I mean, just, like, when you're little and shit, your brain's not corrupted. What's the first thing you always fucking think about? You're like, oh,
spaceship. Yep, I was drawing. My mom was like, yo, you used to draw so much cool spaceships, all that shit. You know, because we're drawn to the stars, dude. And, dude, all this shit in the water, all the shit everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Everything outside, everybody to distract us, because everybody has their own agendas, just like all the people that got dropped here in the beginning, dude. They all have their different agendas, but that's the error in the ways. We have to find a way that we all agree. And we all have lost the knowledge of being here by now. You know what I'm saying? All these things that we hid in books, that we wrote down, all that shit, that's all gone now, but it's all coming back.
We're rewriting history right now.
Right, and that's the thing is, We have to see that shit, I think, once everybody sees it, dude. Yeah. We're fucking there, dude, man. Like, we're there.
They're gonna come out with mad fucking intel bombs this week.
Well, make sure you relay that shit to me, because, dude, I see these things, but then, like... the past 12 days have been kind of gloomy and blah, but, like... I get in this shower, and I'm like, what?
If you feel like, oh, shit, I got a headache, or, man, I just don't have energy, look up the Shaman Residence.
Okay.
It's the vibrations of the earth.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you see, like, big white spikes, that means something's fucking happening. It like, drains you, like,
well,
mentally, physically, and you don't even know what the fuck's going on. You can't explain it.
Right.
But, like, dude. You'll be walking around like, man, I'm just in a funk, and I just can't seem to shake.
Yeah, well, that's what they... that's the air in antidepressants and all that shit.
Yeah,
you're putting that pill in your body to level you out, but you're not supposed to be level like that. We're supposed to have those. Exactly, dude. Because we're in tune with the planet. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Right. It's like with kids and stuff. They're like, oh, you got ADHD. Fuck that shit.
No, they're of a different kind, dude. Yo, we are the fucking 1%, bro. Exactly. We are. We're the 1%, not them. Their money is the 1%, but we're the 1% that have the power.
And and we got to this point because of fucking greed.
Because of their fucking power, right. It led us to this point. That's what I'm saying. Out of that horrible evil comes, ta-da, here we are. You have your 1% with funds, but we, I can heal shit with my fucking hands, dude. I mean, I don't, it's weird. I do it, but it's...
We have the power over the 1%. I mean, just look what, the other day Trump put out a statement says ban Coca-Cola, ban Delta Airlines. 2 days after he said that, Delta canceled 100 flights because they didn't have anybody on their planes. And Coca-Cola just came out and said, all right, public, let's come to a common ground, you know.
Right, well, that's what...
boycott shit, fucking, they feel it.
Well, and that's the thing is, right, and that's the thing is, Apple, Google, all these places, they don't have to have, and this is what I was talking to Anne about, she's doing orders, she can't talk to me, but like, they don't have to have, dude, they don't have to run all the same shit, but there must be a unified fucking system. You can communicate to that system through a different means, but it must be mandatory that this software is on here. You know what I'm saying? So that I can connect to you no matter where the fuck I am, through whatever service, beamed, whatever, wherever, the money and everything can go. Doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying, like that new the quantum computing system.
That's what it's about, dude. We're like almost there, and that's what I'm saying. I think that they know it, and like I said, they level the playing field, and it's not like these companies can still have these big ass things and make their own devices, but they're competing to shut each other up and to keep the public quiet, which is that's the error of the system. This mass system must be for all of us, and that's the thing is, we're who better to fucking decide it than us? And dude, we haven't changed from a wolf to a chihuahua in 15,000 years, bro. Like, right, dude, we're not going to. We're here to decide this, dude. And it's five fucking, dude. It's, man, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I fucking think of this shit in the shower or in this room where these people died, dude. Like, I sit in here and I fucking chill and I'm not afraid. It's fucking weird, dude.
Well, it's like eventually, I think. Like, our whole legal system's gonna fucking change.
I'm gonna prove that, dude, when I go to court and say, this is what I did. You know what I'm saying? Right. Our legal system is backwards. Yeah, we arrest people to put them away or whatever to make money, but the thing is our legal system should be for someone like me. I made a horrible fucking mistake. I'm here to fucking own it. It's to fucking change people. You don't throw them in prison and throw away the key. Give them a chance to change their lives or see that they change their life. That's what it's for. Right. Not to fucking put us in pens, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, these guys, you know, like, nah, yeah, dude. I mean,
common law, if you hurt somebody, you're in trouble.
You should be. That's right. Pretty much, the rules of society.
That's all law is. If you do harm to someone else, you're in trouble.
Right.
Anything else fucking is go.
Dude, like at me, I fucking did something horrible. I gave everything to the cops. I owned the fucking shit. Here it is, you know? And that's right. That's what the legal system is supposed to be. But we've turned it into a fucking financial system controlled by this... And money
that,
power.
That happened back in fucking 1871. Dude. Fucking Roosevelt.
Right. Signed. They've been setting all this shit up, dude. Mind research, dude. It's all disappeared in 1920s. Boop, gone.
Yeah.
100 years, dude. It's been fucking gone.
Look at Tesla. Tesla wanted to change the world.
They killed him.
They had the technology to do it, and they fucking killed him. Exactly, dude.
Yep. Ian was telling me that there was something about the Titanic or some shit in that...
that was taken out by a fucking torpedo.
Right.
Because there's three guys on that fucking boat.
Right, that would stop whatever. Right.
Yeah, yep.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't...
See, over years, different groups have meddled and done their own shit, but I'm not saying that China is good, and I'm not saying that Trump is even good anymore, dude, but each of these things are... They're, like, made to counteract and to fucking level the playing field so that everything is fair for this decision to be made. And right now is...
I mean, the president of China is good.
Did you watch the Social Dilemma thing?
The Social Dilemma?
On Netflix. You need to watch it. It's about our software, dude. That's what this is all about, dude. The algorithms. The algorithms that control shit. So
that's why they want to pump us with fucking... all these vaccines that have fucking little robots and shit in them.
Right.
All they can do, they can control us. All they can do is
keep us separate. Keep us separate. We can't talk to each other. We're separate from each other. Yeah. Eat your fucking fast food. Stay in your fucking your own little bubble in your own little world. Do VR. Separate.
That's like that movie from 1988. They Live. It's with Roddy Piper.
Mm-mm, don't know what it is. What's it called?
And They Live.
Okay.
It's like
I write it down.
Like this dude. He's like this dude that comes to like this town. He's like homeless and shit, and he's looking for a job, and he finds like this homeless encampment across the street. There's a church, and like the blind priest or whatever, he breaks into the church to see what the fuck they're doing in there, and he finds these glasses. And you put the glasses on, fucking changes.
Bro, I made glasses, stuff. Bro. Yeah. You hear what you're telling me, dude?
That's crazy. But yeah, he sees all these people, like, all these rich evil people as, like, fucking skeletons and shit.
Dude, what the fuck, all the street signs,
like, chains that just says, obey, stay inside. And then he looks at, like, a wad of money and it says, this is your God.
Do you hear what you're telling me, dude? Did you realize it till you were saying it?
I didn't realize it until you said
that.
I was like, fuck.
Yo, skeletons, wads of money.
Yeah.
Sounds like I need to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's an old movie. It's
still,
it's not, yeah.
Doesn't matter, dude. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck, dude? Yo, what the fuck? Okay, I'm gonna have to watch that, dude. Sweet.
Yeah, but that Kong versus Godzilla, that's the big old fucking red pill.
Yeah, I need to watch that too. I saw it, and it's online because I get all the shit online because I'm not going to theaters.
That's how what I get. Cause we just live stream off.
Well, they think that they know that, and that's what I'm saying. Well, they want to keep us inside.
Yeah, Hollywood's been dropping fucking truth bombs to us all the time, and we're just too fucking dumb to realize.
Right. Well, and that's. We're all on different systems, and we're all just like talking Chinese. Dude, I wrote this thing this morning. I sent it to Ann, dude. It's like, you know, trying to use Apple with Android is like speaking English and going through downtown Shanghai trying to talk to people like we're talking right now. It's not possible. Right. We're all on different pages with shit, dude. You're right. It's exactly what it is, dude.
I know. I've been on Telegram fucking trying to. People break down Q post and shit like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, see, I don't use any of that shit, dude. Honestly, I'm just sitting in my house. I play one video game and one God of War, and then I fucking do shit with Ashton. I haven't been doing anything, dude. I don't even go outside, really.
Yeah.
So.
I know, we haven't really. I mean, neither of us are working.
Right, well, that's, so dude. Just kinda... Bro, and that's what I'm saying. Out of this horrible thing. It has locked people like us in our homes with our kids.
Yeah.
We can either do what I did the first way and go crazy and almost put a shotgun in our mouth and blow our fucking heads off, or we can look at what we're doing and find the error in all these fucking things, which is human nature. They locked us away to control us and feed us money so they could embezzle more money. Like, you know how much gambling money and shit we all spend, dude? Like, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Bro.
Just think about our money. They print it. On a fucking press, and it's not backed by anything.
Well, and now it's, dude, now it's, we don't even need the money, dude. They send me money, and I get online, and I click, and I spend money on gambling, and I don't even ever see the paper money, dude.
Right, yeah. Well,
it's all just to get more, and out of that horribleness, dude, look at what we're doing.
Right.
We would have never had this conversation, dude, if they didn't do this to us, dude.
No, hell no. No. Shit.
We'd still be fishing, drinking, and I'd be fucking doing ice somewhere. You know, like, it's...
Yeah, right.
It's all for a reason.
Dude,
I want to go. Dude, I want to go to the gravel pits, and I want to get fish from there, and I want to eat them because the water is so clear that I'd be okay with drinking it, so I think that they would be good to eat, dude, just because of that, bro. What's your thought on that?
Probably it's fucking clean-ass water.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So it's like...
But there's another gravel pit right down in Gang Mill.
Yeah, the one we went to, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking low.
I know, bro. Oh, you told me. I wouldn't eat anything around here. Like,
oh, no, no.
Water's gross.
Like, oh, do you eat the trout that you catch? Fuck no, I wouldn't eat nothing out of that.
Yo, if you can see the water. Well, you've been here before, man. Fucking, it's just gross, dude. Like, dude, right by the mall, there's trash everywhere, yo. We were walking, check this out. And then I gotta fucking call in. I stashed change ahead. Quarters. I hid like $5 in quarters in random spots all over this like totally hood ass fucking area where there's a bus stop and shit, right? Like 2 weeks ago, and I went back and they were all gone, right? So I like jumped up and grabbed a branch off a tree, and I took a $5 bill and I stuffed it on the tree branch and let it go, and it's like hanging up in the tree in this fucking same spot where I left all this change.
Yeah.
I'm building a magical spot for fucking bums, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yo, some dude, dumb shit like that. I don't know, dude. Randomness.
Yeah, no, there's actually people that, like,
Yeah.
They're starting to start, like, their own little communities and shit.
Dude, the only reason they did that is for greater good. Maybe somebody who really needs that finds that shit, dude. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that $5. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's important. Hey, okay, so what? You might go buy a fucking bag of dope with it, too. But what if you were really hungry and found it? It's a blessing for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or it could be the bag of dope that straightens you out. Or kills you. You know? Who knows?
Yeah.
So, yo, let me know what you see online. Send me shit like that because, yeah, it's coming, dude. In June is coming, the fucking thing. That's only 2 months, dude.
Oh, have you? I don't know if you've been. I follow like this extraterrestrial page on Telegram and shit.
I did look up the one thing you told me. You told me the one thing. Begins with an S. I did look that up, dude. I did look that shit up.
That's like channelings and shit.
Yeah, that's what my. Like higher beings. Yeah, my girl's a dreamer, bro. That's what she be doing, man. It's I told her we were gonna have a kid. She had a dream about it the next night and shit. Right.
Well, I mean, even Erica's not really like into it, but she's been having like these lucid dreams about fucking like aliens and like coming to save people. And
bro, I'm telling you, that's what, because we're gonna lock ourselves away and we're gonna, dude, keep eating good. Like, I go get a hunk of meat and fucking vegetables, dude. Ooh, eat buddy. Better. Ooh.
Hold on a second.
You're good, dude. Yo, you're good. Call me later, dude. Or hit me up and text me, dude. All right?
Okay.
Later, bro.